Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority in Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event with limited seating. Registration is required. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
Heavenly Father, it is written that the Holy Ghost is our teacher. And so we lean really heavy on Him to teach us how to do this in Jesus' name. I submit myself to be taught today by the Holy Spirit. And I submit myself to the Holy Spirit that He would give utterance and think through my mind. Thank you very much. Brenda sent me an email this week, and she said, Mom, we get a lot of people asking this question, and I think it would be good if you would answer it. So we're going to answer this lady's questions and maybe yours, and I know it'll help all of us. I hope she's watching. Her name is Leslie. And in her subject line, she wrote, I have a question about our authority. Since we talk, that's the main emphasis right now in working with God is exercising our authority. So in the preface to his book, The Authority of the Believer, Macmillan said this, the rapidly approaching end of the age is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. To meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer. The urgent call is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened to see the ministry in the heavenlies to which they have been called. Such believers, whether as intercessors or, and he names several things, may, in union with the great head of the body, exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must take place wherever challenged. So the powers of the air have to obey us. And the answer to, I think I need a copy of my book to my new book, How You Can Pray, yeah, in the end of days. Yeah, that's, give me my card and then go get me a copy of my new book. Bless the Lord. Bless, I love Him. I love Him. And I know that He loves me. He purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Bless the Lord. I do have a card, and I'll tell you about it later. I know you'll believe me, even if I don't show it to you, right? Bless the Lord. So this authority, we all know that there's great activity, greater growing activity from the kingdom of darkness. And the answer to that is the believer's authority. So we need to know how to operate this authority. And this lady wrote in very kindly, you know, asking questions. And so I'm going to read you her email first. Dear Sister Billy, you sent two emails out within a day or so apart. After the second email, a question came to mind with regard to the first email. Your second email had links to two short videos. One was Shelley, and the other was you in front of the fireplace. You made a point that I've heard you say on countless occasions about only having the ability to rule and reign in your place of authority. Now, here is a line from your first email. Quote, "First, I am sure your prayers are going out for the people who were touched by the wicked weather patterns across America's heartland. I think I have more than one question about this, and I am sure you have an answer that will help me here, and perhaps others as well." That's what we're trusting for. Because if she has this question, Brenda says we get it a lot. "If someone lives in upstate New York, they apparently don't have authority over Dallas, Texas, based on your statement. So aiming at taking authority over wicked weather in Dallas or Texas as a whole would be useless. And if so, how or why could we expect to be able to pray for those who were touched by the wicked weather patterns across America's heartland? It seems at best that our prayers would be more after the aftermath rather than preventive in nature." Now, in one of those, Shelley's testimony, Shelley's husband, Tom, was in Fort Worth at the hospital where his daughter was having a baby. And they announced that there is a tornado headed straight for this hospital. And it is, I think they said, a half mile wide. And it should be here in 5 minutes. So he called Shelley. They had the people down in the basement. And they took authority and commanded the tornado to go into the air. Now, there were 9 tornadoes active that day. One of them was headed toward that hospital. So Shelley said on her, or either I said it the next day, I can't remember, "Normally Shelley and Tom don't have authority in Fort Worth, Texas over tornadoes. But why did they that day? Because it was headed toward Tom. And his daughter was there having a baby. So they were able to then cause that thing to go up, and they made the announcement. It's not threatening us anymore. Now," she says, "since you mentioned that, but you had said," and she quoted me in saying it, "I am sure your prayers are going out for the people who were touched by the wicked weather patterns across America's heartland. Also, I had a similar question when you were led one Wednesday to pray for France, but had someone there who was from France, and you were led to connect through them. Even though they were from France, how would that be different than someone who lives in upstate New York praying for Dallas and Texas as a whole, since both states are within America?" Now, it's a very easy answer. Did you catch the answer? I said, let us pray for those who were touched by the wicked weather. Then, the other example was using authority in your place of authority. A fundamental, foundational truth about understanding prayer and how it works is that there are, I should have put this in capital letters, different kinds of prayers. Different kinds of prayers. I wrote about this in my book, How You Can Pray in the End of Days. I'm going to just read it out here to you. I didn't even have to get the author's permission. You got to get this, because we're going to have to hone our craft. If the devil's activity and stopping it, and that's what God told us when we came here to Prayer Mountain, pray in the plans of God, stop the strategies of the enemy. If we're going to do this, we got to know what we're doing. A master craftsman knows how to use his tools. Okay? An eye-opening and guiding light on prayer came to me from Kenneth E. Hagin's teachings on Ephesians 6:18. Praying. This is after it tells you to put on your prayer armor. Then what is the armor for? It's for prayer. "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Kenneth Hagin pointed out that all prayer in this scripture refers to the fact that there are different kinds of prayer. Other translations confirm that fact. The Amplified Bible says all manner of prayer and entreaty. Moffat's translates all manner of prayer. God's Word translation reads, use every kind of prayer and request there is. There are different kinds of prayers, and the different kinds of prayers are governed by different rules. I thought this morning about this one. You remember how the Lord said, you have not because you ask not, and when you ask, you ask amiss. When you're going to pray the prayer of faith for your healing, you cannot put in there, if it be thy will. You have asked amiss, and you're not going to get it. Because every kind of prayer is governed by specific rules. Knowing this fact is fundamental to praying effectively. Kenneth E. Hagin used the analogy of sports. There are different kinds of sports, and each one has its own rules of play. Playing one sport with another sport's rules would bring confusion. Imagine trying to play basketball with football rules. Imagine trying to play soccer with a tennis racket and tennis rules. All these ball games come under the heading of sports. But in sports, there are different games, different sports, with different rules. Someone might ask, well, isn't prayer prayer? Yes, it is all prayer. But there are different kinds of prayer, and different rules cover them. We have, and I listed out some of the kinds of prayers that the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches the prayer of faith. That's Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. There are other scriptures that govern that too. We ask in Jesus' name, we ask the Father. We don't stick in there, and if it be thy will. There is a prayer of consecration, where you consecrate yourself to the Lord, where you're praying about where to go. Maybe he told us like 20 years ago to come to Branson. We had to say, if it be thy will. We didn't know for sure. But then he made his will known to us. And that's the only kind of a prayer Jesus ever said, if it be thy will. When he was praying a consecration prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. But never in any other prayer did he say that.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our Authority Conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event with limited seating. Registration is required. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming Authority Conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 28th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. Register today and guarantee your seat for the upcoming Authority Conference near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th. Register online at billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.